This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossings. Patient first name is Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E. Last name is Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. Date of birth is 3-2-1937. Date of evaluation is 8-19-2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric follow-up for management of dementia, history of delusional thinking. This is a 85 years old female who is an established patient. I had last seen her on May 27, 2022. Patient gets very delusional and oftentimes have conversation with herself. At my last visit, patient was quite delusional and needed to be monitored closely for exit-seeking behaviors. However, today she was calm, cooperative with me. She was sitting in the hallway. She minimized any feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. She reports that she's comfortable here. Patient reports that she used to work in a nursing home as a nurse's aide and took care of patients. Here she reports that she was born in Alabama. Here patient was not loudly talking to herself and did not seem to be in any distress. She often denies hearing voices. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and average current medication forward from last visit on May 27, 2022. Mental status examination general, appropriately groomed, demeanor calm, cooperative, motor movements, sitting in a wheelchair gait. Not tested, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought process confused, associations are illogical, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, but episodic worsening of delusional thinking, hallucinations. Patient thought she was 30 years old, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent and remote impaired, funnel knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Assessment plan, Alzheimer's disease with late onset, G30.1, number 2. Dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance, F02.81. Plans continued to Napazole. Number 3, psychotic disorder with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans are continuing non-pharmacological interventions. Peer encouraged patient to participate in diversional activities and notify our service if her psychotic symptoms are persistent and cause significant distress for the patient. Procedure code 99308. Under supplemental administrative common side effects of anticholinesterase inhibitor, risk benefit statements and decision treat based on findings of my assessment. The above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.